You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
I didn't get to the stat of the day at the end of last segment. Chris said there's always tomorrow. You know what? Bleep tomorrow. Let's do it right now.
Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day.
Dodgers shortstop Mookie Betts has scored has scored 1.75 runs per game. The Mets have scored 2 runs per game.
I had a hypothetical on the Dodgers that I wanted to get off before the season, but might as well talk about it now. If you took the first 3 batters in their lineup, Mookie, Shohei, and Freddie Freeman.
Yes.
Added 1 Dodger of your choosing and then scheduled 5 automatic outs, how many offenses in baseball would they be better than? I know the analytics people, they're going to say, not better than anybody. You got to actually pitch to them. So one position player. Teoscar Hernandez. So somebody random.
You're giving me top 3 in one position player.
Yeah, and then 5 automatic outs.
Do you take Will Smith out of that group just considering the position?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that works.
I think you take Will Smith.
Sure.
They're going to stink defensively.
Well, no. The players still play defense.
You get all the gloves.
There's still 9 guys.
They just have 5 guys.
It's automatic out.
Ooh, and keep in mind, I get Ohtani on the staff next year.
You do?
Ooh. Huh.
I'm just talking about the offense.
Okay.
Though. Just the offense. How many offenses do you think they'd be better than? Because I'm convinced that
they already have an automatic out in Miguel Rojas.
Well, Betts by himself is already better than the Mets.
Betts is, right, that's what I'm saying.
Dude, Betts is on an absolute tear. But on the off chance that he doesn't have a good game and Freddie Freeman doesn't have a good game and Ohtani doesn't have a good game, they're still winning these games. They're ridiculous to watch.
Right.
They are as stacked as any team since maybe the late 90s Yankees.
Yes.
It's crazy talent.
It's always fun to watch those teams lose, though. Like, they've put themselves
in the
spot.
Well, everybody roots against the Dodgers.
Yeah, I'm rooting against them now. Yeah,
well, baseball's a tricky sport. The Dodgers have won 1 World Series.
Dude, if baseball were like Premier League soccer, where we were doing this on a table, they'd run away with this thing over the course of a full season sample. So what was the outs that we put it? 3
we
guaranteed
said,
outs?
I said 5 guaranteed outs. We can move it to 4. We could add Will Smith. All right, so let's alternate.
3 automatic outs one game, 4 automatic outs the other game, so it's
3.5 automatic outs in every run through the lineup.
I take that team over the A's, the Mets, the Marlins.
Yeah,
in Marlins terms of offense, certainly.
Must win.
They play in a few minutes.
Maybe the White Sox.
When is this going to end with Freddie Freeman? Isn't he approaching like some kind of dip?
He's turning out to be like one of the great hitters of this generation. He's amazing. And it's crazy because he had to play so many years with a bad Braves team as they rebuilt around him and then got to be the part of a World Series team too.
We're in the era where you can count almost on one hand the pure hitters, like the Miguel Cabrera-esque, like Freddie Freeman's up there, Juan Soto, I would put up there. Guys that you can fool them on a pitch.
Altuve.
And they can just, Altuve I would put up there.
Yeah.
But Trout I would put up there.
Yeah, I mean,
Trout is going to get traded this season?
I mean, they say that every season.
I mean, he fits in nicely with the Braves. There's a lot of online traction about Trout to the Braves, Trout to the Braves.
Every year they say Trout is going to end up somewhere else. The Yankees, the Red Sox, the Braves, and then the Angels, for whatever reason, hold on to him. It's hard to
because he's the best player in their sports.
Well, right, but they've been so pitiful around him, and he's dealt with injuries, so you could argue, all right, capitalize before he gets too old and nobody will take him on whatever contract. But, I mean, he's so great. It's so hard to see him move. You're going to have to see the Angels lose. I mean, gosh, they've won a few games in a row.
Tony, you really talked me off my position with an ass.
From off mic, right? He wasn't even the best player on his own team. How can he be the best player in the world?
He totally talked me, without saying a word, you talked me off
my position.
It's crazy because
he's Mickey Mantle, and yet he's not the best player on his team at that point. I mean, okay.
I mean, the Mick won.
It's a pretty good name.
That's insane. He won.
He did. Trout's on no winning.
On the Yankees. It's the Yankees.
Put Trout on the Yankees. No guarantee of winning.
Wins.
No. He's a loser.
On those Yankees? He's a loser. Mike Trout's a loser?
I mean, all he's done is lose. All he's done is lose.
All he's done is lose. Yes. I mean, tell me something that he's won besides MVPs.
Is Josh Allen a loser?
No.
I guess Mike Trout can platoon for the Dodgers if they want to get in the race.
Who's the NFL equivalent of Mike Trout? Like, who's
nasty?
Who's like...
I know I'm breaking news
to
you now.
Yes.
I am back. I'm back in on baseball. Man, the Dodgers are good.
Yeah. Is Lamar Jackson football's Mike Trout?
Trout.
At least Lamar has gone to AFC Championship games.
I'd say Mike Trout is Josh Allen.
Yeah. Mike Trout won Rookie of the Year.
Lamar went to an AFC Championship game, didn't he?
Yeah, this most recent AFC Championship game.
Yes,
was his first time.
Mike Trout won Rookie of the Year, then was second in MVP, won the MVP, second in MVP, won the MVP, fourth in MVP, second in MVP, won the MVP, fifth in MVP. All in a row.
So who's done that in football with no winning?
It would be nice to see him go to the Braves.
No, it would not.
No. I know you guys are from
absolutely not.
What?
The Braves are already so good.
But Mike's into stacking teams. He wants to see Braves Dodgers down the road.
Yeah, in baseball.
Right.
It would be cool to see him 17 times a season, like on my TV. Like, ooh. I guess.
Think about Trout versus, Bryce Harper, division rivals. They'll be on TV at like every 3 weeks.
Game 7, NLCS next year. Shohei on the bump for the Dodgers. Trout in the middle of the order. Recreating
like
the World Baseball Classic.
With all right, four hitters.
Send Trout to the Braves.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.